Hi, this is Cass Garcia and you are listening to the podcast. This was created to help you transform your life and become the best version of yourself.
Hey guys, Cass Garcia here. Welcome back to the podcast. I guarantee that if you're not doing at least 5 out of the 7 things I'm talking about today, you are not successful and you are not going to be successful. No matter what it is that you're trying into your life. I have studied everyone that is successful, that I know, that are famous, I've read books, and I've been doing all this research, and I keep getting to the same conclusion. And some of these things are obvious, and I'm going to talk about just some little tweaks that you might not know, because people say, just read books, but, well, do you know the statistics? Do you know why? So let me talk about the 7 things. And I'm probably going to start with the one that it's my favorite, right? This one, actually, I'm going to leave this one for last because it's the most important one. And I really want you to understand what are the things that lead for you to get there, right? But the first thing that successful people do and in general is wake up early. Now, I do a whole video and you can go into an episode of my podcast about why is it important to wake up early and why I wake up early. But no matter what, you have the chance to wake up earlier in your life and then have a little bit of a me time. Look after yourself and your schedule for the day, right? And that's basically what it is. The thing that happens is people wake up, and when I say wake up early, I mean you wake up and you are proactive with your day. You know what's coming up, so you are prepared. A lot of people, they watch TV until late night, and then they wake up and it's time to go. So they wake up, they have to have a shower, eat, and go. So they don't have that little me time. They are reactive to everything. So they're not going really towards their goals. But that's all I'm going to talk about this one, because number 2 is also a very obvious one, which is, I already told you, which is read books. The most successful people in the world, they read books. But did you know that the average person read like maybe 1 or 2 books a year? The average CEO reads 60 books a year. The average entrepreneur, self-made millionaire. Listen, I'm not saying millionaires, because a lot of people are millionaires, but they're not self-made. Self-made millionaires. They read at least 50 books a year. And if they don't, there's other tools for them to learn, like the Mentor Box, like Blinkist, like when they put everything into like a short content, so at least you're learning. Because that's activating a part of your brain that it's going to help you to do new things and be more creative with your life. The number 3, again, I don't need to tell you this, but exercise. Successful people, they exercise, they look after their body, not because they want to be in shape. Maybe they do, but the part that I want you to understand about being successful is that when you exercise, you release hormones in your body, more than 7 different types of good hormones that will change the physiology of your body. And then you will have energy. You'll be able to focus. You won't be distracted because you've done your exercise for the day. So make sure you exercise. Now, number 4. And I'm going quick because the last one is the one I want to talk about the longest, but number 4 is write down your goals. And okay, I know you've heard everyone saying write down your goals, this and that, but let me just tell you a fact. Study from Harvard, they studied over 1,000 of their students, and they realized that the 3% of the students that wrote down their goals 10 years later were more successful than the other 97% combined. More successful, healthier, and richer. So, do you think it's important? It's up to you. Again, self-made millionaires. successful people, like athletes and musicians or whatever, artists. Number five, they have mentors. They have coaches in their lives. Now, the average self-made millionaire has 7 to 8 coaches or mentors before they get to that stage where they are self-made millionaires. So do you think it's important? Do you think Roger Federer, which for me it's like my biggest idol, got there without having a lot of people coaching him and telling him, well, you're doing this wrong. Maybe do it this way, not that way. Do you think, let me talk about my favorite artist, John Mayer, got really good at playing guitar like he does by himself? Some people do actually, but he's got a lot of mentors. He learned from a lot of people. So when I talk about mentors, know where you want to get and then try to find someone in that field. So how are you going to find your next mentor? Number six, and again, I have a whole episode about this, but positive thinking. Now, when I talk about positive thinking, you need to understand that everything that goes in comes out at some stage, right? And if you're putting a lot of crap in, crap's gonna come out. And especially on a daily basis, it's okay. But when we are under pressure, that's when our real us, the real subconscious, come out, right? So if you're planting seeds that are not good, if you're planting, you know, strawberry seeds, and this I got from Rob Dyer, if you're planting strawberry seeds into your garden, you cannot expect to grow tomatoes. Because you gotta put in to get out. So if you put in bad things, if you listen to the news all the time, if you're complaining, if you're whinging all the time, guess what? Guess what's going to come into your life? Guess what you are projecting to come next to you? Right? And number seven. Now, this one, very controversial sometimes, because people talk about being resilient, learning, and all of that. But the most important part of everything that a successful person understands is that failure is part of the way to get to successful, to get to success. You need to fail time and time again. Just look at his statistics, like Michael Jordan. How many times did he fail before he got to be himself, Michael Jordan? Or Kobe Bryant? Or all these people? Have a look at, what's his name? Ed Sheeran. How he used to sing before, how bad he was before, how much did he fail until he got good at what he does? That's why you need to, like, hit a wall. Get down, you learn, and then you go again. Go try a little bit different. But understand, every time you fail, allow yourself to be sad and angry, but learn from it and then be happy. Well, I've failed, so I've learned something. Now, next time, I will not do it the same way. I'm going to try a different way. And that's what I have for you today. Short and quick today, the 7 things that will make you successful. So I guarantee, if you're not doing at least 5 out of those 7, you're not successful. So please do this into your life. And please, please, please share this with whoever you think needs to hear this message. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the podcast with Cass Garcia. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with anyone who needs to receive this message. And also, leave a rating and review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening. If you are interested in getting one-on-one coaching with Cass or be part of his group coaching, please go to www.coachcass.life or follow his Instagram page on cassgarcia.podcast. See you next time.